800-506-2734.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
Wake up!
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Hour number three. Granger Nissan of Anderson, a place that we went the other day. I did the show there the other day with Qualk and Kelly, and I was reminded and looking around and seeing it. And I said to someone there, I said, man, look at all the Titans right now. Look at those trucks right now. It's a great looking truck. Friends, it is truck month. Zach, I asked my wife the other day, I said, you know, that's a bow. Bow ride those trucks, right? I said, am I a bow? She said, you're not even close to a bow. But in my mind, I still think I'm like a bow.
Do you?
In my mind, I do. Like, I think I'm a redneck boy hunting, fishing, loving every day. But
remember she said, when you couldn't find dog food?
I went to the feed seed store. Having a nice Tiger Woods polo on.
Oh, man.
Some nice shorts.
You're a country club brat, is what you are these days.
This guy was talking about inseminating his bull right in front of me, and I'm like, y'all got any dog food? I was looking for dog food.
I'm just looking for a little puppy chow.
I got some petunias in the front. I need something to spray on or some grease. Anyway, if you are a bow, I want to tell you, man, go by and see. And they didn't even have any. Go by and see our great friends over at Granger Nissan of Anderson. It is truck month of all the months. The other 11 are good times to buy. This is the best time to buy a truck at Granger Nissan of Anderson. Proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. Home with lifetime warranty. It's our great friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson. Check them out online, GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. There's a lot to do here in this hour. Reaction Monday. Love to hear from you. Paul is up next. Paul, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey. I'm not really trying to get your blood pressure up this morning, but I'm sure you can verify this. I got a complaint about the Clemson fans.
Uh-oh.
And you probably know about what I'm about to say.
No, maybe.
How are you going to go to an away game and the home team quarterback can't get a playoff because the Clemson fans are too loud?
Yeah, too loud.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
In the goal line stand, we didn't let them score a touchdown. What are we doing, Mickey?
Well, it was very rude.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah, it was very rude of Clemson fans to do that. The center mistakenly thought it was Wake Forest fans, mistakenly wave for the crowd to be quiet because he's got his dark jersey on. He's the home team. And the offensive line are trying to say calm down. And the Clemson fans, I'm going to guess 15,000, 16,000 out of the 31,000, at least half, are making so much noise that they're having a hard time hearing down there. That was fantastic.
Yeah, how you do that? We need to do more of that.
I agree. I totally agree. We'll do it in Tallahassee and in Boston. Only two more times to do it, Tallahassee and Boston coming up.
Well, let's do it.
Great point, Paul.
Good deal.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Appreciate the phone call.
I'll see you at homecoming.
Sounds great.
All right.
Heath is in Newberry, South Carolina. Good morning, Heath. How you doing?
Good morning. I'd rather complain during a win any day, and it was really good to see it. Obviously, the first three series were – it wasn't that we didn't get first downs. It was the fact of it. We couldn't get a third and one. And I just, the only thing I don't like about Elliott is the lack of creativity sometimes. I watched Arkansas. I watched the Arkansas game and the creativity in the game, leaking the tight end out the side. We just need a little bit more creativity to our offense. Third and one, you're getting in shotgun. Everybody knows ETN's getting it. It'd be good to see at least Amari Rodgers come over the side behind and a little pitch action or something. But the lack of creativity, and it's not just this year, the past couple years, it'd be good to see some creativity. And if you're not going to throw the ball to the tight end, I've been saying this, get the tight end out of there.
Well,
and go five wide.
Let me stop you a little bit, Heath. First, Clemson didn't have a third and one in the first three drives.
Excuse me, it wasn't the first three. They had to go to four downs to get a first down, excuse me.
And then it was third and one. And then it's on the fourth and one, that's where ETN went for about 25 or about 20. When he went to the eye. Secondly, you say get the Titans out of the game, but one of the biggest points of the last 2 weeks in running the ball like crazy is Garrett Williams in that H-back tight end role has done an awesome job. When they do the counter Trey play, where they pull one of the offensive linemen and pull Garrett Williams to the other side over there, some big holes being created because Garrett Williams has played fantastic the last 2 weeks.
But Garrett Williams doesn't scare you. When Garrett Williams is in, you know he's not going to go out for a pass.
Right, but the last 2 weeks they rushed for 471. And how many did they rush for last week, Zach, against Syracuse? Because Garrett Williams had some awesome blocks. And they're now fifth in the country in rushing, and part of that is Garrett Williams. They're rushing for 280 yards a game because Garrett Williams is doing a really good job in the run game.
And Milan Richards actually did – do better at actually touching someone. I mean, he actually did a little bit better at blocking. But, I mean, it looks good right now. They're playing a lot of people. I don't even think the commentators realize we're playing so many people early.
Right.
But at the same point, I just wish I knew, like everybody, he's going to actually open up the playbooks more and be a little bit more creative when it comes to the third and threes, third and fours. And I'd like to really see the offensive line actually starting to blow people off the ball other than Wake Forest. We're not going to be able to play anybody, hopefully. Florida State might give us a little on the front line. Other than that, there's nobody left on our schedule that's really going to give us any problems. So it'd just be good to see more physical, and they're getting better. But, hey, I'd rather complain during a win any day. And they should win the rest of the games.
Yeah, I don't know. They rushed for 764 the last 2 weeks. I'm not sure how much more physical you want to be than rushing for 764 yards in two games. I mean, that's got to be a little physical, right?
Oh, no, it's a little physical. Okay. You know, listen, you remember the game, who was it, when we had C.J. Spiller, Colin, who was that quarterback, shoot, couldn't throw the ball down the field. All of a sudden, we went to Virginia Tech, and they shut that thing down.
Yeah.
Anybody with right now, we haven't played anybody with a heartbeat in a front seven, other than maybe Texas A&M. Texas A&M was pretty decent in a front seven.
Yeah.
But you know, and I know, Wake Forest was – they didn't even have any of their linebackers. They're bringing people off out of the stands to play linebacker on Saturday.
But that's who you're going to play the rest of the season, too. That's who they're
– I know.
So – And that's who Alabama's been playing. And by the way, that's who Georgia's been playing, and that's who Alabama's been playing. You know?
Oh, listen, Alabama, they're building them up. They played absolutely they played worse schedule than we have. Right. And our schedule's been absolutely easy. Theirs been even
and Georgia. I mean, Clemson's schedule's been tougher than Georgia's. So, but we give Georgia all the credit in the world. When Georgia beats Austin Peay, South Carolina, Middle Tennessee State, Missouri, Tennessee, and Vanderbilt, talked about their offensive line, and yet Clemson rushes for 764 in the offensive line two straight weeks, and they're like, well, they haven't played anybody. I'm like, wait a minute, that's the same people Georgia playing. Worse.
Now, that's a good point.
But we give Georgia credit for offensive line, and we don't give Clemson any credit at all for offensive line. So, I'll tell you this.
That's a really good point.
I'm going to read to you, and I saw this online, and I don't know what paper it was in North Carolina, but – the outside view of Clemson's offensive line is different than the inside view because a columnist wrote in a North Carolina newspaper that Clemson's offensive line, defensive line is obviously the best in the country. Offensive line is the best in the ACC is what he calls it. Now, he went on to say that even the great line that the person even posted about was that even Will Sweeney got in the game and caught a pass. He goes, we're pretty sure that Kathleen Sweeney was ineligible this week is why she didn't get to play against Wake Forest. But my point, this reading that Collins' point, is that he sees all these teams. Now, you want to talk about offensive line issues? Watch Louisville play. Watch Florida State play.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Watch North Carolina play. Watch some of these other teams play. Clemson's offensive line's pretty doggone good. It's not Alabama, and it's not Wisconsin, and it's not Georgia. But for who you're playing, who you're trying to beat, Clemson's got a good offensive line. Heath, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks an awful lot. I don't know, man. If 764 yards rushing in 2 weeks is not physical enough for you, Zach, I don't have enough answers for you, bro. Sorry. I got nothing for you. Boogie is in Columbia. Good morning, Boogie. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Mickey, I was just want to hit on a few points. And one was when I seen Clemson throwing the ball out to the edges, I said right then, we're going to rush for over 350 yards and win this game with ease because, face it, Clemson has too many weapons. You can't cover everything. And a coordinator, they have to go in a game and try to find out what can we do right now. And that's what they did. They opened up the edges, softened up the middle. The line took control, and we rushed the ball. So I'm in agreement. You know, I believe in building on the positives because positives cancel out negatives. And I'm kind of like you. When you're winning, I mean, we're getting spoiled if we having to win a 63-3 victory and we got people being negative. So I'm in agreement with that. But the reason I'm calling this morning is one thing that I'm really getting tired of seeing is how Clemson needs to be worried about Notre Dame's success. I don't believe that. I don't think that that's anything to do with it. I think if anybody needs to be worried about Notre Dame winning and going undefeated, if they can, that's the SEC. Because, and mainly Georgia. Like you said, Georgia has played nobody. They beat, let's face it, a bad South Carolina team is the best team that they beat so far, in my opinion. And that's not a good football team right now. I don't think over these next four games, I think we're really going to find out who Georgia is because I don't think they make it out of this stretch without a loss. That's just my opinion. I just don't think they make it out of this next four-game stretch without a loss. And for me, for them to put Notre Dame in as an undefeated, I think Clemson just needs to win out because then to put them in and two SEC teams, you're going to have to leave three conference champions out. That's not going to look good for college football if you do that. So I think if any conference, and I want to see how you feel about this. I think the pressure's on the SEC for Notre Dame's success, not Clemson.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Boogie. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks a lot. That's a great point. Georgia's next four games that Boogie talked about, at LSU, open date, Florida and Jacksonville, at Kentucky and Auburn. They don't come home again until November the 10th. Auburn's not as good as we thought. Florida's better than we thought. Kentucky's better than we thought. LSU's better than we thought. Zach, does Georgia make it through at LSU, Florida, at Kentucky and Auburn? Do they make it through undefeated?
I mean, the eye test says no right now, doesn't it?
Right.
It looks like that team's gettable in certain aspects of their game. As Williams' call earlier indicated, they can be susceptible to a couple of longer running plays. What's their quarterback situation going to be like? Is it going to be Field? Is it going to be Fromm? What's going to happen there? It's a team that is impressive talent-wise, but they have some growing to do, and they need to do it in a hurry with that schedule coming up.
Now, but weren't we at the end of the South Carolina game, weren't we just raving about Georgia? Georgia, 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 offensive line, Georgia boy, Georgia's
raving. Absolutely.
Hadn't really seen a lot of that as of late. You know why? It's a long season.
Now, Mickey.
A lot of things can happen. There's a lot going on. Let's just see where it all comes out. You know, long way to go through all that. The point, too, about Notre Dame, I think Notre Dame, we're going to do FPI, a lot of FPI tomorrow about chances of winning out. Notre Dame's FPI, doggone, I messed it up. Notre Dame's got an easy schedule from here on. I'll get much more in those details later on. They have Pittsburgh, Navy at a neutral site, at Northwestern, Florida State at home, Syracuse on a neutral site, and at Southern Cal. They have a very easy schedule. No conference championship games, going to hurt them a little bit. An undefeated Notre Dame team gets in. A one-loss Georgia team would have to beat Alabama. Alabama at one loss would have to beat Georgia. Those teams are, or Alabama's not going to lose in the regular season. Georgia is. Oklahoma now, one loss. Clemson and Notre Dame, undefeated Clemson, undefeated Notre Dame get in over them. Remember we heard all along about Oklahoma, Oklahoma, Oklahoma?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're coming this morning, they fired their defensive coordinator.
Mm.
The season's long, man. Got a lot to do in there. Right now, we're dwindling this thing down. West Virginia's still undefeated. They're going to take a loss later. Central Florida undefeated, not a Power 5. Colorado, they'll take a loss. NC State's going to take a loss in a couple of weeks. We'll whittle this thing down. And in the terms of comparing Clemson to Notre Dame, I know my buddy Dan's listening, and he can get mad if he wants to. Sign me up for little Clemson Notre Dame. Please sign me up for Clemson Notre Dame. I'll take that. Give me that first-round matchup. To be honest with you, I'd rather have faced Notre Dame than Ohio State. You?
100%.
Didn't mean to catch you with the mouth.
Sorry about that. Yes, I would rather face Notre Dame than Ohio State. No doubt about it.
But
I fear Dwayne Haskins more than Booker Wimbush.
All right. With that said, I don't fear Ohio State either.
Listen, I ain't scared.
So
I ain't scared.
Ain't scared. So you know what? Sign me up, man. Give it to me all day long. I'll take it. I'll take either of those two. And then Alabama, that's a different animal. And that's, you know, if you get there and play there, we'll see. We'll see what comes out of all that. 654 Roar, we call this Reaction Monday, 654-7627. I do want to take just a couple seconds here while I got a chance to tell you about our friends at Palmetto Dunes. It is time now for our Palmetto Dunes Palmetto Golf Report, Palmetto Dunes at PalmettoDunes.com. We had the Safeway Open this week. And, well, you know what? I got to look it up over here. The Safeway Open over in Napa Valley, California. Kevin Tway won in a playoff. And it was a couple of our local guys making the cut and seeing how it works out. Bill Haas finished tied for 10th. He shot 70, 68, 63, 73. And, you know, Bill Haas didn't end up great last year, so it's nice to see him get off. This is the very first PGA Tour weekend. Lucas Glover shot 8 under par, 69, 70, 69, 72. He finished tied for 17th. Good to see Lucas get off to a good start. We do this wraparound season now on the PGA Tour. Richie Rowinski finished tied for 33rd. He shot 6 under par. Nice to see that. See, Fred Couples made his 500th cut on the PGA Tour.
500th cut?
Yep. He made the cut this weekend at, can you look up, see how old he is for our segment here? Jonathan Bird made the cut, but did not finish thing on Monday, so it's good to see him get a little bit of a check out of that as 59 well.
59 years old, Fred Couples.
59-year-old Fred Couples. Who would have thought that?
Just had a birthday, October 3rd.
Yep. That's our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Get in touch with them. Palmetto Dunes, they would love to help you out. Look, it is an award-winning resort. You know what? Stay away, man. Stay down. No game this weekend. Looking for a place to get away. Get down to Palmetto Dunes. Beautiful oceanfront resort. Any way you want to do it. I got news the other day. They're adding on pickleball courts. They're adding a big pickleball center there. And they got pickleball instructors. Zach, I'm pretty close to being a pickleball guy.
Are you?
Yeah, I really am. I was talking to my friend Billy Rice the other day. Great tennis player.
Mm-hmm.
Replaced a hip. He goes, man, you don't play tennis anymore because of my hip. And all of a sudden, hey, Billy, let's think about some pickleball.
I need to see you on the pickleball court.
I like pickleball. I think I can do this.
Have you played before?
No, but it looks like my kind of sport. It's Palmetto Dunes, PalmettoDunes.com. Seminole and Sherry, you guys hang on. Coming straight to you right after a short break. More after this.
Hi, this is Terry Wyatt of Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross of Ag South Mortgages.
If you need financing for land, livestock, equipment, construction, both home and farm, or everything out in the country, give me a call.
If you're purchasing or refinancing a home on land or in a subdivision, let me design a loan that fits your needs.
The team at Ag South has been servicing the upstate rural communities for nearly 100 years.
We have the experience and products to fulfill your needs.
Call us at 226-8507.
Or visit us on the web at agsouthfc.com.
An equal opportunity lender.
Hunter Haynes here, manager of First Team Sports. We have everything that your child needs to take on the new athletic season. We provide the best sporting goods in the business, including all 2019 bats and gloves. Visit our in-store batting cage to demo bats and gloves to ensure you are getting a custom fit. First Team Sports has the best selection in the upstate with all the brands you love like DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, Rawlings, Under Armour, and Mizuno. Play local, buy local at First Team Sports. Come check us out at 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Hey guys, have you ever thought about betting on sports? Now's the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. We've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of our limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right, deposit today using promo code RADIO, and we'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code RADIO when you register. Check out MyBookie online today.
No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited.
Subway has teamed up with 105.5 The Roar to sell Tigers for Tata's wristbands to raise money for breast cancer awareness. During the month of October, go to participating Subways and purchase the orange and purple wristbands for $5 each. All the proceeds go to the All In Foundation. Show your support this October and visit Subway in Seneca, Wahala, Westminster, Salem, Clemson, Central, Pendleton, or Liberty. Tigers for Tata's wristbands at participating Subway restaurants in the Upstate. Go Tigers!
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the Upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
Your home is your largest investment. Its value is enhanced by the way it looks on the outside, as well as what's on the inside. That goes for your yard as well. An investment in Husqvarna equipment from Easley Lawn and Garden is an investment in your home. From robotic mowers to tractors and zero turns, as well as trimmers, blowers, chainsaws, and hedge trimmers, Husqvarna and Easley Lawn and Garden are trusted experts. Husqvarna offers many options for you as a homeowner or as a commercial landscape professional. Find Husqvarna equipment locally at Easley Lawn and Garden. They have the knowledge, the expertise, the parts, and repairs you can depend on. Husqvarna has been around for many years, just like Easley Lawn and Garden. Invest in them like you would your home. Your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online, easleylawn.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show.
On 105.5 The Roar.
We can talk about sports.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
One of my favorites right there, buddy. Can you keep that going? I'll tell the folks about Harbin Lumber. Come on, man! Why would you? I hate that song. It's a terrible song.
I like to see you right across the floor.
Harbin Lumber, remember the number. 353-5053. 353-5053, harbinlumber.com. Every single delivery in full, on time, every single time. I want to talk to the folks out there now that you need a full-service lumber yard for. Say you're building your own house, or you're subbing it out, or you're building on your bathrooms, your kitchen, adding a room. I want you to think about our friends at Harbin Lumber and sub it out to these guys. Sub it out to your subs, getting your quality stuff from these guys. Their products are great. They have their own door plant, wall plant, truss plant. All of our interior doors have been awesome, quiet, of high quality. So I know those are Harbin Lumber doors. I know that a lot of our hardware came from there. Everything we did on a renovation, we went through Harbin Lumber, and I got to tell you, we are 100% satisfied. So make sure if you're talking to your contractor, your builder, your handyman, or anything like this, or if you're doing it yourself and subbing it out, make sure you get it from Harbin Lumber. Give them a small job. They'll earn your rest. It's our great friends at harbinlumber.com. Seminole is up next. 654 Roar. Good morning, Seminole. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Fantastic. Couldn't be better.
Yeah, congratulations on your big victory.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
But anyway, we blew a 20-point lead late in the third quarter. You know, and that touchdown that was called back, I think that was suspect. You know, they called it back because they said it was a four pass. Right. But I think we're kind of coming along just a little bit. I kind of see what the Tigers are trying to do, but kind of, I think Jimbo kind of left us messed up, you know, as far as the offensive-wise, you know, as far as the offensive line goes. Defense all right, but they get kind of tired at the end. I would, too, if I'm getting, you know, I'm, you know, getting plays right at me, like 90-something plays, you know, per game or whatnot happen.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, back in the day, I used to be a Notre Dame fan when Tony Rice was there. I don't know if you remember Tony Rice.
Remember him well. Woodruff, South Carolina. Yep, remember him well.
Right. But I don't understand, you know, a lot of those teams that are in the top four, you know, some of them have the weakest schedule. But I looked at Notre Dame. They play three ranked teams that are in the top 25, and they still outside the top four. I mean, how does that happen? I mean,
well, part of it is where they started. I tell people all the time, man, one of the most important polls of the year is that preseason poll. And let me go back and find out. In the preseason poll, Notre Dame was ranked 12th, whereas Clemson, Alabama, and Georgia were ranked in the top three. So they had to climb. And so far, you know, Notre Dame is still, you know, Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, and Ohio State. By the way, Ohio State is now three. Ohio State started out number five. So that's how they're climbing. All of it will work itself out. And, you know, Notre Dame, you're exactly right about the schedule, about being ranked. However, when they beat seventh-ranked Stanford, you didn't think Stanford would be, you know, Stanford's is not as good now as we thought they would be. And Michigan right now is not as good as we thought. I don't think Michigan's as good as we thought they were. We'll find out. They play Wisconsin this week. Virginia Tech, 24th, with a second-team quarterback. You know, again, on paper, those look like good wins. Notre Dame's been very good so far. I don't want to take away anything they've done. But, I mean, Stanford really the number 17 in the country? That win doesn't look great anymore, you know? Makes sense?
I don't think they are either. But I think that for my Florida State team, I think we need to get some offensive linemen.
Yes.
And I think Willie Tucker needs to do a better job of scheming, because I think he's just running plays from what I've seen.
The argument from Lloyd, and I went back and did this, when he went to Oregon, I went back and looked at what the South Florida people said about the move, and the disappointing part of that was, like, was schemes and then some in-game adjustments, and they didn't like his offense as far as that goes. Oregon fans thought the same thing, and it looked, you know, he had 200 yards of offense this week again. You got too many good pieces. The offensive line's not good, but we'll see. He's a great recruiter. We'll see if he can recruit his way to better seasons in the future.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Seminole. All right, man. Good to hear from you. Zach, let me ask you this. Michigan, look at the polls here. Obviously, Michigan is not ranked at this point. Well, I'm going to take that back. I shouldn't say that. If I can find everything I'm looking for here. Here we go. In the AP poll right now, Michigan is 12th. I don't think Michigan's going to be ranked in the year. I think Michigan's going to lose. Michigan still has Wisconsin this week. I'm not sure that's a win. They still have Penn State, and they still have Ohio State. Lose two of those three, and they're going to be at least in the back end of the top 25. Can you agree on that?
What if they win two of those three?
They're not going to.
Why not?
Because Michigan's not very good.
Penn State could lose.
They could.
Ohio State hasn't exactly blown the doors off of people that
Ohio
should.
Ohio State will beat Penn State. Okay. Will beat Michigan.
All right. Wisconsin could definitely lose.
Yeah, I think that they lose to Penn State and they lose to Ohio State. And they'll be 9-3 and ranked about 20th. All right?
I think they beat one of Penn State or Ohio State.
So you think they go 10-2?
But I think they could lose to Wisconsin. I don't trust them.
Right.
But I think they beat one of the bigger teams.
The point is, that won't be like the Michigan win in the beginning of the season by 7 points won't be a big feather in Notre Dame's cap.
No.
Okay, Stanford is currently not ranked.
Stanford
is not very good.
Stanford,
you get it? They got the snot beat out of them on Saturday at home.
They did.
So that doesn't really count as a big one.
Stanford.
I don't think Virginia Tech ends. Virginia Tech. I don't think Virginia Tech ends the season ranked either, right?
No, they do not.
All right. So
Virginia Tech is who we thought they were.
Okay.
The team that lose the Old Dominion.
So Ball State, Vanderbilt, Wake Forest are the other wins. We agree that Stanford, Virginia Tech, won't be ranked. Michigan might be. Pittsburgh's not going to be ranked. This is the rest of Notre Dame's schedule. Pittsburgh won't be ranked. Navy won't be ranked. Navy's terrible.
Hey, man, come on now.
Northwestern won't be ranked.
I don't know you hate America.
Florida State won't be ranked.
Nope.
Syracuse won't be ranked.
Nope.
I don't think Southern Cal will be. But my point is that Notre Dame is going to be undefeated, without a conference championship win, Notre Dame's strength of schedule is not going to be that good. Can I get a little confirmation on that from you?
Hey, confirmed.
Okay.
Confirmed.
Making sure.
Stanford confirmed.
Stanford.
Why do you say it like that?
Florida.
Stanford.
Water. Florida, water, and Stanford.
Stanford.
You okay? You okay?
You're out there in Missouri on my way to Stanford.
Let's get two more in this segment, Jack and then Sherry. Jack, thanks for hanging on so long. How you doing?
Hello.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm good. Hey, I just wanted to call in as a parent of a Wake Forest football player.
All right.
I was there this weekend. I was a season ticket, Clemson ticket football holder for years. But I think Desmond Howard is all wrong having watched this team this weekend. I'm going to tell you what, these guys are solid. These guys are a top four team. I don't see anyone beating them. I think we're pretty injured on the defensive side of the ball, so I think that played into it. But not we couldn't have stood up against that defensive line and what those guys were doing offensively either. So I think that Wake, you know, I think by the end of the season, Wake may look like a better win than it was this weekend. But make no mistake about it, that Clemson team is solid. They're a top four team, and they'll be there in the end.
Good stuff there. Hey, what position does your son play?
He's running back.
Good deal. Does he? What is he?
He was the one that was running about. He was running the ball at the end of the game.
Nice, very nice. Drawdy.
Yeah.
A good deal, man. Good deal. He's let me look at stuff. So five carries for 7 yards there at the end. Played against Rice there at the end. Good stuff, man. He's a young kid, right? He's just he's a freshman.
Yeah, he's a redshirt freshman. Yep.
Yeah.
And hey, the other thing I wanted to say too is, I mean, Easley is still in mourning from losing CJ.
Yeah, no doubt.
What a devastating loss for Easley and for Clemson. And our prayers are with his family. I personally have known him and his family for years, and they're great people. And just really, really devastated by this.
I couldn't imagine it. I couldn't imagine having, you know, you shouldn't have to bury your son. 22 years old is too young, and I've heard some great things about his family and all that stuff. So that's terrible. Still, thoughts and prayers go to them, and they begin a process now of their mourning process. And I just hope and pray that at some point in time they'll find peace and have these great fond memories of a young man and who had a really big impact on the community over there. But that's going to come with time. They got to go through a long process over there. But you know, certainly,
well, I know these, but you know, his uncle Tim Sutton's minister in Easley. Mm. Families, you know, they've got a strong foundation in faith.
Good.
And I know that while they still question what happened, that foundation in faith will get them through this.
I hope that's the case, Jack. Hey, good luck to your son, man, and we'll be pulling for the Deacons from here on out too.
Thank you. Take care, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, his son, Johnny, played a little bit on Saturday. Had five carries. Good stuff. Sherry is up next. Good morning, Sherry. Thanks for hanging on so long. How you doing?
Well, hey, Mickey. How you doing, dear?
I couldn't be better. Hope you're doing great.
Good, good. Well, I'm really excited. I had said last week, I had told David and my friends, I said, I believe this offense is going to explode, and I was right. It did explode, and it exploded better than I thought it would explode. I'm looking for it to only get better throughout the games. I honestly wish people would enjoy this and stop nitpicking and finding little flaws here and there. Every team has a flaw. Every team makes mistakes. But let's face it, Mickey, we're in the glory days. I mean, it's awesome. I'm enjoying it. And it's destiny. And with a coach like Dabo, it's going to be this way, and I just want everybody to enjoy it. And also, I wanted to mention last night, I don't know if you saw it, I didn't stay up, but I have seen the play where Deshaun won the game against the Cowboys. And, of course, Nuke Hopkins was his receiver, and Nuke did an awesome job. He kept spinning and spinning, and I was thinking, you know, people are going to see this, and they're going to say, this is Clemson.
Yeah. Yeah, that...
They're, you know...
Yeah, no doubt.
The wide receivers are going to be like, that could be me one day if I go to Clemson, you know?
Well, they've done a great job, and these next receivers coming in, they just keep getting better and better and better, and Dabo's done a great job of it, no doubt about that. So it's a lot of good times here. And you're around when they're wanting the glory years, and so you got to enjoy these. Cause I hate to tell you this.
Yeah.
The only bad news I'm going to tell you is this isn't going to last forever. And so while it's here, I'm going to enjoy it. Yeah.
Trust me, I'm going to the Florida State game, so I'm getting all my orange clothes together. So I'm so excited. I haven't been. This is my first trip to Tallahassee, so I'm real excited about that. So
you'll love it.
That's what everybody says. You enjoy your week, Mickey, and it's wonderful talking with you.
Thank you, Sherry. Have a great day. Appreciate that. Sherry informed us years ago, Zach. I think I told you this. At their house, they do 3 loads of laundry. They do darks, they do whites, and they do oranges.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's going to head down to Tallahassee. That'd be good. My point is this, buddy. These are the glory days. Huh?
Don't go to Tallahassee. Stay away from Tallahassee.
No, you got to go.
Tallahassee's the worst.
Steak cap. It's nice. Got a little, little dope camel.
There is
dope.
Nothing nice about the state of Florida.
No. Oh, yeah. It's a great place.
Nothing.
Oh, no. It's a good place. You'll like it down there. But, man, these are the glory years, buddy. I want to enjoy it while it's happening. You know? Because it won't last forever. And it will have some things to complain about. I'm going to do the show 20 more years. Will they have me 20 more, you think?
20 more years?
Yeah.
You're going to be in here at 70 doing the show?
No. Yeah, 70. I'm going to try my 70th birthday. All right? If they have me 20, they won't. They'll fire me. I'll say something stupid on here and I get fired.
Your son's sophomore year of college?
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to check on out at 70. But the next 20 years, mark my words, we're going to have some down years in there. It's not going to be fun.
Don't you say that.
I'd hope for it not to be the case. Have 20 more good, solid years and end the thing like this. That'd be great.
Don't you say that.
But I don't want to look back at the show 20 years from now during those bad years, those 7 and 5 years or whatever, and go, man, Mickey, I'd love to have those years again. I know, bud, I know. We didn't enjoy them while we had them. Honest to goodness, Zach, I didn't enjoy the 80s as much as I should because I was always worried about the little things. Now, I don't want to worry about them anymore. I just enjoy the good stuff. Just take the positive. I enjoy every single one. That was a great time on Saturday. In the old days, I'd go, yeah, but we got this coming up, and boy, we got Alabama, we got Georgia, Ohio State, Notre Dame. Not anymore, buddy. Always enjoying every single Saturday. Taking it all in. Smelling the roses. Hey, my friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists want you to smell the roses. They want you to come by or let them come by your home. Let them measure your garage, give you a good idea what it's going to cost you, and get the contract done. They'll come back in a few weeks later. They're so busy, they got to do it a few weeks in advance. They'll come back in. They'll move everything out of your garage. This high-performance epoxy base. I don't even remember now, because I've done this so long ago. I don't even remember now what my garage floor used to look like. Used to could. Don't even know. Because now it looks awesome. And now, like, yesterday I was doing the cutting the grass, striping it up over there, you know?
Striping it up. How long did it take to cut your half acre?
Not bad this time.
Your quarter acre.
Not bad, man. Not bad. But my point is, like, I open up my garage doors, let the world see it, man. Really love it. It's my great friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialists. My garage floor is awesome. Call Tim today. Set up the appointment, 404-8158. Final segment of the show right after this.
For over 2 decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck Gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
It's fall, which means great football and terrific food at Four Paws American Pub in Clemson. Enjoy fresh local recipes while watching games on the TVs or relaxing with your pup on the dog-friendly patio. Now featuring special lunch items on weekdays and house-made seasonal recipes to pair with a frosty drink. Come to Four Paws, located on Highway 93 in front of the Courtyard Marriott, or call 654-5151 to order for carryout and tailgating. Tigers are making tracks to Four Paws.
Ready to tailgate for the big game? Food? Check. Drinks? Check. Ice? Don't worry. Twice the Ice has you covered with an option of bulk ice or 16-pound bags of filtered non-chlorinated water for your cooler to ensure your day is twice as nice at half the price. 24/7. Bring your cooler to any 18 locations in Anderson and Pickens County.
It's too hot. Get some ice. Need a cool drink. Just chilling nice. Got me a big old bag of ice. This hot deal so cool. It's twice as nice.
In honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and because it's really important to save the Tatas, It's Your Wiener Clemson is featuring two new frozen drinks all month long, with $1 of each drink sold donated to Dabo's All In Foundation for Breast Cancer Research. Enjoy a frozen pink colada or frozen vodka pink lemonade to help a great cause. While you're there, grab a hot dog with over 100 free toppings to choose from, or watch the game on one of their 17 big screen TVs. 101 Key Street, downtown Clemson. Go Tigers!
Booking your flight to see the Tigers play this weekend? Before you leave home, make sure your ID will fly by switching to a real ID with the correct documentation at any SCDMV branch. Visit scdmvonline.com for a complete list of what's needed to purchase your real ID today and see if you're eligible to buy yours from the comfort of home. Again, that's scdmvonline.com and search real ID. Don't delay. Buy your real ID today.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
For over 30 years, One Family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
That was such an odd start to the day.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
You all Springsteen out over there. Man, you talking about the glory days, you might as well play them.
I get it now. I get it. I see what you did there. Good for you. This is a glory years. Welcome back. Final segment of the show. Let's sneak in. If you want to get in a phone call, you can do that in this segment. We got about 7 or 8 minutes of doing that. Also, any texts, any tweets. We haven't done any Twitter stuff. Pick out a tweet over there for us from a Zach Orr tweet. I've got some Mickey Potter tweets here. We'll try to fly through some of these.
On Twitter.
Yeah, Skip Wright said, this past weekend started at the beginning of the end of ESPN's run of telling America OU was the best team, not named Bama. Notre Dame has two losses in its future. Ohio State will struggle, and Clemson will glide to the finesse under the finesse radar right into the college football playoffs. I don't think Notre Dame's got two losses. Who's going to beat them? I did the FPI stuff here, and just for Notre Dame, Notre Dame's FPI.
Football Power Index for those of you at home.
Chance of winning against Pittsburgh. What do you think it is?
Against Pittsburgh?
Mm-hmm.
89%?
95.5.
Yeah.
Navy?
93.
97.9.
Low.
I'm at
low
Northwestern?
89.
77.6.
Should be higher.
I agree.
Be higher.
Florida State at home?
Florida State at home? 79.
91.2.
No way! Florida State gets them a better game than that.
Florida State had 200 yards against Miami. He's talking about 27 points. They give them 200 yards.
They give them a better game.
Syracuse at home?
I'm off today. I have no idea. 87?
81.7.
I'm off today. I got nothing.
At Southern Cal?
At Southern Cal. I think they're still favored, but let's go 72.
69. Very good.
Oh, I was going to say.
Let's not forget, Southern Cal's 3-2. About to be 3-3 because Colorado's going to beat them this coming weekend.
Colorado.
Then Utah beats them. Yeah. Good thing they don't play Missouri.
Or Stanford.
Hadn't talked a whole lot about South Carolina. Guy sent me a text now saying, hey, man, Jake Bentley's only played 4 games. Is he going to transfer?
That's true. Skarnecki looked okay this weekend.
He had to transfer to
the
NFL.
Can we talk about how funny it was to look at all these guys down there in the monsoon they had over Williams-Brice this weekend, and nobody was prepared for it? It took like 2 cores to get a rain jacket out there.
It was supposed to
rain. I know.
And it's a monsoon.
It was awesome.
Matt writes in on Twitter at Mickey Plaller and at Mr. 24. I like the thoughts of Xavier and Isaiah as outside linebackers. Is Xavier faster? It looks like it at times. Could Xavier Thomas play outside linebacker?
Nope. Put his hand on the ground, let him come flying off the edge like a banshee.
Yeah.
Or as the vlog had the sound effect, like a dive bomber off the edge, was a fantastic sound effect. It was unbelievable. They did a great job this week.
I love it. JL Wiggy writes in, I think between all the media hype about TL coming to the program, crowning him the next DW4 and KB situation, the expectation in people's mind are through the roof. Less than 300 yards and 5 touchdowns equals fail. It's unfortunate. I agree with that. He's a freshman. It's going to take a while. Right now, quite frankly, the running game where it is, you need to play off the running game, or the passing game sets up the running game. This is a Clemson run first team. Right now, Clemson passing, because of the 2 quarterback stuff, and now they were 54th in the country, averaging 250 a game. Rushing the ball, though, what's wrong?
You got to be careful with that, right? Because you've been a senior for this kid in order to be better.
And you're better.
So you can say he's a freshman, it's going to take a while, but it can't take too long.
No.
Is that fair?
No, but it's already better.
It is.
Did you see the Georgia State game?
But I'm with you. It already
2
is
drives,
better.
13 yards, one thing, or 5 out of 6 touchdown drives.
I'm just saying. It can't take too long.
And I still maintain that part of the reason the rushing game is so good on those
more
RPOs,
yes,
those safeties are dropping into the coverage, those linebackers are dropping, the pass rushers are getting upfield, and they're creating these big holes. Clemson 5th in the country in rushing right now, 280 a game, 8th in the country in total offense at 531, and 18th in scoring with 42 points a game. You know what gets me? Is we still have this narrative among some fans that, man, Clemson's offense, they need to fix the offense. That oh, man, well, the offense is still trying to find its way. They are, but they need to fix the offense.
What?
You've heard that.
No.
Really?
Who's saying that?
That Clemson's offense is not, they're not hitting on all cylinders. Yeah, I give them that. But, like, we got to do something for the offense.
What happened this weekend?
Well, what I'm saying is,
they looked okay this weekend, I think.
Yeah, but you get this one. Oh, but remember that it's just Wake
Forest. Just Wake Forest.
What's all they're going to play all year long? 531 yards and 42 points a game. That's the club. At the beginning of the year, didn't know the club you wanted to be in. The 40 and 500 club. That's all I wanted. Because remember, even in the glory days, even in the glory days of the old national championship days of 2015, 16, it was Clemson's only average. Deshaun Watson years, they never averaged 40 a game. And they did average 515 one year and 504 in the national championship year. National championship year is 39 points a game and 504 yards a game. Year before, 38 points a game and 515 a game.
Is that good?
That's very good. The only time they've averaged 40 points a game in a season was 2013. They averaged 40.2. In 2012, they averaged 40.1. I think I'm right by saying that. That Clemson's never averaged. Right now, they're averaging more than any team in Clemson history. I think I'll go back and check that again. But right now it's 42.2 points a game. You don't have to fix anything. Final phone call of the day. Thunderbird, what's the word?
What's up, Mick? The bird is the word. Got a question for you.
All right.
Yeah, with the resurgence of Notre Dame, and they're playing some pretty good ball now, if they don't get locked into the top four this year for the playoffs, is this going to force them to force their hand to move into the ACC full-time as a football school also so they can end the season with the possibility of a championship game?
Boy, oh boy, we can only hope so. Wouldn't that be really appropriate that would finally be the one to push them over the edge? Because in the end, you know what? You make a good point here. Let's not forget this. Notre Dame has all these advantages. You get to play all these neutral site games, Navy and Syracuse and all these neutral site games. You don't play true road games. They get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They get 6 home games. They get 2 neutral site games. And so at Wake Forest, at Virginia Tech, at Northwestern, at Southern Cal, you get 4 road games for the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just feel like, first off, I feel like all 5 conference champions ought to be in the playoffs, and then you take the next 3 teams, irregardless of who they are, as an 8-team player. That's what I think it ought to be.
I agree with that. We're going 8 at some point in time. That's coming.
We sure are. If you win your conference, I don't care if you 6-6 and win the SEC East or whatever, you beat whoever won the West, if you win your conference, you ought to be in the playoffs.
A Power 5 conference champion.
That's right.
Win your conference. That makes the regular season mean everything.
Mm-hmm. Because
you win that, and you're in. Good point.
And I think when Notre Dame gets shunned a time or two because they weren't a conference champion and that was the final straw and the final vote, they're going to say, look, guys, let's go ahead and do this thing full time. They should be doing it anyway. We should have told them, nope, if you don't want to be in for football, we don't need you for baseball or girls volleyball. We don't need you, period. Stay out. And I think they need to be in the ACC to have a legitimate shot at playing in the championship game.
Suits me. Line them up. Let's go that way. Suits me. Thunderbird, always appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for the phone call.
Yeah, man. Talk to you later.
Thanks an awful lot. Man, I'm all for that. Let's go ahead and take care of that. I'm trying to find points per game for Clemson's in the press guide here as far as the most average points per game. Let's keep looking for that one. 654 Roar. I'll tell you what, let's get to our Brad Hughes Action Forgiveness Award. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. And call him at 292-3001. I can email him Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. I can get in touch with Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my great friend Brad Hughes. If you make one phone call, folks, call Brad Hughes today. See if he can help you out. It's a great friend of Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day. Today I forgive Mr. Orr 24. He says that Florida, if it weren't for Disney World, Florida would be the worst state in the country.
Hey, listen, it is the worst state in the country. If it wasn't for Florida, I'm in favor of like the Bugs Bunny cartoon where he saws Florida off and just lets it float. Do that because I hate that state.
What are you talking about?
It's the worst. It's absolutely the worst.
What are you talking about?
There's too many retirees down there. There's too many.
Those people work hard Florida, all their life.
If you're a Florida native, I don't trust you as a person. You're garbage. I can't stand you.
What?
I just can't stand. There's too many bugs and insects. There's alligators everywhere. It's the worst.
What are you talking about,
it
man?
It is
That's
the
a
worst.
Beautiful place, buddy.
It's the worst.
What a beautiful place, man. You've been on that Florida Gulf Coast over there?
Tallahassee might be the worst state capital in the country. I can't stand it. Can't stand it.
Come on, dude. Come on. I asked my wife last night. I said, we listened to a song about Texas, about God Bless Texas. That was on the radio. And I asked her, I said, you were at Texas last week. What's so great about Texas? She says, I don't know. Man, no, that Clearwater area over there and that Fort Myers area. You know, I like Florida. I like it over there. I like the little Gulf Coast.
You can
over
have it.
Nice.
You go on down there.
Skip the music, buddy. We're out of time. What do you got for 2-minute Joe for me?
Major League Baseball playoffs. They do it right in Major League Baseball, don't they? 1:30, 4:30, and 7:40 are all the games today spaced out. You can watch all of them you want. Houston, Cleveland, Dodgers, Atlanta, Boston, and the Yanks tonight. Atlanta trying to save off elimination. Yanks trying to go ahead on Boston.
I like it, buddy. My 2-minute Joe brought to you by AirDNR.com for all your real estate needs. It's my great friend, EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him, Eric Newton.